In the Gospel according to St. Matthew, and in the 23rd chapter, our Lord Jesus Christ, as he often did, locks horns with the Pharisees. He wasn't afraid to rebuke the religious crowd. He wasn't afraid to stand up against false religion in his day. He wasn't somebody who was afraid of causing offence. In fact, the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, was one of the most explicit and forceful and direct preachers that ever lived. And he often spoke against the scribes, the Pharisees, the doctors of the law, the leaders of the people. He called them all sorts of things, especially in Matthew 23, hypocrites, generation of vipers, blind leaders of the blind. And as I read Matthew 23, I often wonder, what would the Son of God say to the religious crowd in our society today? You know, I think the spirit of the Pharisee is very much alive and well here in our own province. And one of the things that marks out the Pharisee is seen in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 23 and the 23rd verse. Jesus Christ says this, "Woe unto you." That word woe denounces a curse. Cursed. Woe unto you, scribes, and Pharisees, and hypocrites, for ye pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye to have done, and not to have left the other undone. One of the cardinal sins of the Pharisees was minoring in the majors, and majoring on the minors, making molehills out of mountains, and mountains out of molehills. They tithed, they fasted, they did things. Those were important. The Lord says, you should have done those things anyway. These ought ye to have done, but not to have left the other undone. The weightier matters of the law, mercy, judgment, love, compassion. And you know, whenever I think about the Church of Jesus Christ here in our province, I think we have often neglected the weightier matters of the law. Sometimes we have our pet doctrines, our pet theologies, our pet preferences, our opinions, or practices. Maybe things that are important. There are things that I am absolutely convinced about that are biblical, head covering. Things like that, abstinence from alcohol, being a member of a church, getting baptized, tithing your income, offering on to the Lord, attending church, attending prayer meetings. Those things, I believe, are biblical. But you know, sometimes we think if we tick all of the boxes, wear a suit to church, wear a tie, wear a hat, carry the right Bible, pay our tithes, have our name in the church rolls, sit at the Lord's table, those things are all important. They have their place, of course they do. But so often, we neglect the weightier matters of the law. And we strain at a gnat and we swallow a camel. And we fail to evangelize, we fail to witness for the Lord, we fail to love the lost. We fail to bear one another's burdens and fulfill the law of Christ. We fail to really pray earnestly. We fail to really worship. We fail to shine as lights in the dark world. And we turn a blind eye to our pride, our gossip, our indifference. And we neglect the weightier matters of the law. We can be evangelical Pharisees. I wonder what the Lord would say to us if he was here today. Some of us maybe only have a religion in name only. And it's all externals. It's all about how we look, how we're perceived to be by others. And really we are serving out of a fear of man. What will people think? How do I appear externally? And we can so easily neglect the weightier matters of the law, the issues of the heart. Things like surrender, commitment, consecration, sanctification, holiness, growth and grace, love to God, love to Christ, love to souls of men, and love for God's people. Do we have to examine our hearts today and say, have we got our priorities wrong? Have we majored in the minors, minored in the majors, made mountains out of molehills, molehills out of mountains? Have we neglected, friend, the weightier matters of the law? May we examine our hearts and make sure our priorities are right. God bless you. See you next time.